Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. The National Endowment for the Arts will honor the 2022 NEA Jazz Masters. Bassist Stanley Clark, saxophonist Donald Harrison Jr., drummer Billy Hart, and vocalist Cassandra Wilson, and kick off a year-long celebration of the 40th anniversary of the program with a concert on Thursday, March 31st. Held in collaboration with SF Jazz at the SF Jazz Center's Robert N. Minor Auditorium, the concert is free and open to the public, and also available through live webcasts and radio broadcasts. In addition, the honorees will participate in a Meet the NEA Jazz Masters virtual conversation, available on demand the week before the concert. For more information, arts.gov and sfjazz.org. The 30th anniversary Schoenberg Center Women's Jazz Festival celebrates women of the African diaspora and their contributions to the sounds of jazz. The in-person festival continues on March 14th and 21st. For more information, nypl.org/events. Saxophonist James Braden Lewis and his trio perform at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls, Massachusetts tonight, March 10th at 7:30 p.m. For more information, jblewis.com. The performance space The Stone, inside of the new school in New York City, has reopened. Performing tonight, Thursday, March 10th, Luminous Ragas of India. And tomorrow night, Friday, March 12th, the Sana Nagano Trio. For more information, thestonenyc.com. Tonight, Thursday, March 10th, at the Hungry Brain in Chicago, Illinois, Fulcrum Point New Music Project. And tomorrow night, Friday, March 11th, tenor saxophonist Jarrett Hatcher, bassist Joshua Abrams, and drummer Tyler Damon. For more information, hungrybrainchicago.com. And also tonight in Chicago, Illinois, at Constellation, Otis Go. And tomorrow night, saxophonist Isaiah Collier and The Chosen Few. For more information, constellation-chicago.com. Tonight, March 10th, at Seeds in Brooklyn, New York, Anna Weber's Simple Trio and clarinetist Yuma Usaka. For more information, seedsbrooklyn.org. The Gauci Music Series at the Downtown Music Gallery in New York City continues on Saturday, March 12th, with a triple CD release set, featuring tenor saxophonist Steve Gauci. For more information, downtownmusicgallery.com. And now for new releases. Coming out tomorrow, Friday, March 11th, saxophonist and composer Eli DeGribri's Henri and Rachel on DeGribri Records. More new releases out now, guitarist Doug McDonald's self-produced Overtones, saxophonist Melissa Aldana's 12 Stars on Blue Note, bassist Roberto Acepinti's The Next Step on Modica Music, and trumpeter and composer Kai Rodriguez Peña's Melange on Truth Revolution Records. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. And now for some music. Thank you.
Thank you.
The four releases we just heard from are from 2021. A selection from their Grammy-nominated release, El Arte del Bolero, saxophonist Miguel Zenón and pianist Luis Perdomo with Huguerte. Zenón writes in the liner notes, "We chose compositions from the Bolero era that we could just play right away, without giving it a second thought. Songs from the times of our parents and grandparents that somehow stuck around long enough for us to get to know them and truly love them. They are all as essential to our development as the music of Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, or Thelonious Monk, but perhaps even more familiar. When we play these songs, we can hear the lyrics in the back of our minds, something that provides a very deep connection, one that is hard to replicate in any other situation. It really is almost beyond familiar. These songs are part of us." From his Five Passion Records label, pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba's Skyline release, we heard Promenade. Skyline is the first of three planned trio albums. Here, Rubalcaba was with bassist Ron Carter and drummer Jack DeJohnette. Saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Beth McKenna from the self-produced Beyond Here, we heard Divided Into One. And we started the set with saxophonist Lena Block and her quartet Feathery. The cut Wintry Mix from Rose of Lifta, a release of original music on Fresh Sound New Talent. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org.
So many vendors and not enough spenders. Walked in the store to buy me a roll of toilet paper. Cashier looks at me, she like, it's gonna be $50. I'm like,
My interview is with Ottawa, Canada native, multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and composer Angelique Francis. Her new album, Long River, came out yesterday, March 9th.
You must be out your mind to think that we gon' let you keep robbing us blind.
So thank you so much for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Is being physically fit a prerequisite for being in your band? In watching your videos, I don't see how anyone who isn't in some reasonable shape could keep up with you on stage.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we at the Angelique Francis Band, we really like to encourage movement within our audience members and also within ourselves. And so we love to dance up on stage and have a really fun experience with everyone who comes to our shows.
Yeah, it totally looks like that. Totally looks like fun. Being versatile as a performer and composer in the blues, soul, folk, jazz, gospel, and rock has undoubtedly brought you to the attention of artists who play in those genres of music. Roots guitarist Gary Clark, the band Sugar Ray, blues vocalist Shamika Copeland. More attention, more gigs, right? What has been some of the sacrifices in being so versatile?
I think some of the sacrifices that you have to make when you have so many skills under your belt is that you don't always get to display everything at one time. And so when you have a show that's an hour, even 3 hours, there are a lot of things that you leave behind. And so one of the biggest things that I do when I plan for my shows is really, what do I want to showcase to this audience, and how can I help these particular set of people have the best time possible? And so there are always things that we're interchanging and changing. It's more about making them have the best experience that they possibly can have, rather than the things that I may want to, you know, display. It's more about a communication between the audience as opposed to just a showcase.
Tell us about your upcoming release, Long River. What went into making it, and how has having the support of a grant from the Ontario Arts Council's Music Recording Projects Program been in making this release happen?
Yes, I'm very proud to release my new album, Long River, on March 9th. And I'm very grateful for the support of the Ontario Arts Council. The title track of the album, Long River, is a song that I wrote about the River of Life. And so the River of Life is something that we've all come from. We all live in life, you know, really, no matter who we are, no matter where we come from, we'll all sort of enjoy this experience of life together. And so there are many different ways that we are connected beyond this, beyond just the experiences that we have, but we're also connected by our histories. And the beautiful thing about Long River is that it's not only weaving through the different experiences that we have throughout our lives, but also weaving through many different genres of blues and blues-influenced music, which includes jazz and blues and folk and funk and R&B and many in between. And when I approached the Ontario Arts Council with this project about creating something that is an oral history of the different kinds of music that we have and the different kind of music of where we came from, I was really excited that I had that support from them. I think it's really important to showcase these different kinds of connections between modern North American music genres, because blues is at the root of all of these different forms of music. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really important to showcase those connections and the appreciations for it. I really enjoy showcasing blues and jazz and all of these different genres to people who may not be as familiar with these art forms, because they don't realize the strong connections to the genres that they know and they love, that they actually have roots in these genres. And there are things and different connections that we have to its histories as well. The title track of this album, Long River, was written about the River of Life. Despite our differences and the vast variations in our personal histories, we are all floating down this river together. We are all connected in this way, and we have all shared the same beginning, and we will all share the same end. This analogy is a focal point on which this album of completely original songs is based. A multitude of stories, experiences, and emotions of joy, pain, triumph, anger, love, embarrassment, and humor are reflected throughout. Much like life, blues music is also a river. Blues is at the root of all modern North American forms of music, and its influence has flowed into the creation of many genres we know and love today, including rock, R&B, soul, folk, Americana, jazz, gospel, bluegrass, even hip-hop, and many more. And this album is not only a beginning to the exploration of the current human condition, but an exploration and consolidation of the many forms of the blues and blues-influenced music. And I'm really grateful that the Ontario Arts Council has decided to support us in this endeavor. I think it's really important to showcase to people where we have come from to help showcase where we're going.
Long way out, long is a river. long, long river that I'm dreaming of, a long way.
And to provide the opportunity for us to do something that isn't commonly explored or celebrated, we just feel so lucky that they have chosen to support these traditions and help support the future of music exploration and human connection.
So you've answered the questions. It sounds like it's going to be as blues inflected as your last release, Kissed by the Blues. I mean, that one is it's got a deep groove.
Thank you very much. Long River will experiment a little bit beyond where we left off from Kissed by the Blues. And so where Kissed by the Blues was an introduction, Long River helps to dive deeper into those different stories that we're trying to tell.
You made your television debut on the Oprah Network. Wow. And then composed an original theme song for the Gayle King Show. As a teenage composer, what instruments were you writing for?
Well, I was writing for a lot of different instruments. There were so many different opportunities that I had to play different instruments within my family, but also within my school, within the educational programs that I had access to. And so for me, the songs that I wrote and the songs that I performed really just depended on how many instruments can we fit in our car to get to a gig? And so the main instruments that I play today and that I was playing when I was a teenager were piano, upright bass, electric bass, electric and acoustic guitar, and blues harmonica.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We just celebrated Black History Month, and you hosted a performance at Algonquin College Ottawa campus, presented by the Algonquin Student Association. How did that opportunity come about?
Well, we get a lot of performance requests from different individuals, and we were really excited when Algonquin came to us to ask that we help celebrate Black History Month with them. And so I think this is the third or fourth year that we've been doing this with them. These last 2 years have been virtual, but prior to that, we were doing physical in-person celebrations. And even though we haven't been able to celebrate in person, we were very happy that we were able to work with Algonquin again to not only showcase different histories and stories through music, with ourselves, but also with other musicians that we invited from across Ottawa to help spread this story and this joy and the celebration. And so this year we asked Kelly Lee Evans, Juno Award winning singer and songwriter and jazz musician, to join us in the celebration.
So what are some of the things that you said to the students on these topics?
Well, one of the great parts of doing the celebration through music is that it was a combination of history and storytelling through music and the different ways that the African diaspora has influenced North American music. And as a blues musician who is well-versed in different kinds of blues-influenced genres, we weave them through a different journey of those songs and also the ways that we incorporate that into our songwriting and histories of where we got our influences from.
Do you feel at this point in your career, and this is going back to when we talked about versatility, do you feel that at this point in your career, you are being as true to yourself as you'd like to be?
I think so. I think that there are so many different aspects to everyone's individual identity. And so I'm being as true as I can be, but I may not be showing all of myself. There's only so much that you can show to people. And there's only so much, even with your family members, that you can show to them in the limited time that we have. And so I think I'm being as true as I can be, but I do definitely think that there is more of me to show.
All right. As we come to the end of this interview, I want to give you the last word. Is there something I haven't asked you? Is there a hint gig coming up, say on Friday, March 11th, or sometime in April, like a festival? Hint, hint.
Yes. Thank you very much for asking. Yes. Well, some of the many shows that I have coming up are I'll be playing in Quebec City at Centre Cazelle de Saint-Marie on March 11th. I'll be playing and live on Elgin on March 19th. These are in Ottawa. But then I'll also be playing the Grosch Blues Festival, for any listeners that may be in Germany, on June 4th. And 5th on that weekend. And coming up will also be the Ottawa Grassroots Festival. And look forward to future performance dates by visiting my website, angeliquefrancis.net.
Hit me! Woo! Yeah!
Heard her. For more information, angeliquefrancis.net. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host The Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.